Rishus Harav, Rishus Harabanim. Just a thought that speaks both to our Masechta and to our Avoda, Befrat Uvechlal. Our primary focus in Rosh Hashanah this year will be Masechas Brachos. Masechas Brachos opens, Shas opens, with Kriya Shema, and specifically with Zmani Kriya Shema, opening Mishnayos. So the Zmanim for Kriya Shema Shel Arvus, the Zmanim for Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. The first three prakim in general are mostly involved in the technicalities of Kriya Shema, and certainly the opening topic is technical, probably one of the details that sometimes drives the most practical pressure around making sure it's in the kind of Kriya Shema properly is the Zmanim. There's an ironic maisa that Chassidim tell, I don't think it's entirely apocryphal, about a chavrusa shaft that was attempted to be had. The version I heard is between the Alter Rebbe and Reb Zusha, and they decided they would start with Mishnayos Brachos. And the different versions of how exactly chavrusa shaft went, as in every chavrusa shaft, I have to figure out who reads. But the version I've heard most often is that the Alter Rebbe began to read the Mishnah, Mei Masai Karas Hashemah Barachim, and translate. From then, when do you start? Created was early for Kriya Shel Arvus, and Rav Zisha was shocked because Alter Rebbe couldn't understand. He didn't say anything yet. He said, no, he never understood the Mishnah that way. He always read it as Me'emas Yud, Kriya Shema. You have to read Kriya Shema out of a sense of Yerushalayim. How the story ends, how the Chavrusa Shaft ends, is a matter of variation between different stories. But the truth is, it's not only a Chsiya Shamaisa about the Talmud and Rosh Magid. I believe one of the Mefarshim in the margin of the Yach Nevo's Mishnayos also highlights that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi chose to open Shas with Kriya Shema, perhaps in part because Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem, and Shas has to begin with Yerushamayim, one of the areas of Halacha that most expressly builds and gives expression to Yerushamayim is Kabbal Samach Shamayim, is Kriya Shema. So it's a little bit of a paradox that on the one hand the Masechta opens with very specific technicalities of Kriya Shema. At the same time, at a certain level, it opens with a very broad sense of ambition and pinyus. It's a paradox, but it's probably not a contradiction. Both in our avoda in particular, now in a very specific sense, and more generally, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to craft us and to craft the avoda that He has in mind for us. Is that those two seemingly paradoxical things absolutely go together and feed into one another? That it's exactly through the adherence to what seem like the minutia and the details, Zmanim in particular, that builds, not only are those in and of themselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expectations for us, that builds the type of pimius, type of inner landscape of a Jew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking for us to cultivate. I'm going to go on a limb here, I'm probably misquoting, in Bifnei Rabbi, who's also the author, but I believe that Rabbi Twersky, many years ago, in an article in Tradition, made at least a somewhat similar point. I think it was the Halachic Axiology, the Sefer HaChinuch, that what seems like a paradox, the interplay between details of Maisa and details of Chitzonius and broad vistas and big ambitions and pimius, they actually go together, and it's specifically the Pirtei Maisa that are key for driving the ambitions that we have in terms of Yira and Ava and all the ambitions we have in terms of the pimius and the types of people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to strive to become. And Zmanim in particular are very specific and are very technical and are very crucial and necessary. Practically speaking, if you want to get stuff done, so it's going to have to be, one's going to be a lot more productive with attention to Zmanim, something that many of us, myself included, certainly struggle with from time to time. And more broadly, probably a piece of it is, as is reported both in the name of the Chafetz Chaim and Yaakov Kamenetsky, that time is a measure of the gift of life. Time is life, and the units of time are the units of measurement for life. So how we choose to spend our time is another way of saying how we choose to spend our lives. And an awareness of time and how we use time and how we think about time is going to be a critical piece of growing us, helping us grow into the sort of Avdei Hashem that we strive to be, the sort of Avdei Hashem that Kadosh Baruch Hu expects of us. And that's true, as I said before, both Befrat and Bechal. It certainly is true that a piece of the Avoda within the Masvidim program is definitely centered around time and around Shmiras Hasdarim. It's not for naught that Mashkichim throughout the generations have been giving shmuzin about Shmiras Hasdarim, both on the very practical level and on the broader, deeper level of how it builds us. And it certainly is true that the Zmanim and the Sedarim and the thinking about the Zmanim over the course of the day and over the course of the week and Shabbos and Yom Tovim, that helps the structure there. We opted into a structure that will help us to achieve the goals that we know we want to, the moments of clarity we know we want to achieve, but in the day-to-day hustle bustle, sometimes it's easy to lose track of. And those structures and time, those manim, help us to stay true to what it is that we want to accomplish. And it's going to be true, Mitzvah Hashem, in years in yeshiva and years and decades when we're no longer physically Ben Karsla Yeshiva 3-star a day, how we think about time in healthy, ambitious, thoughtful ways will help to shape how we spend the life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in the productive ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us.